This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. As always, we love hearing from you. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. Our Instagram page is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. Let's get those followers up. See how many followers we can get before the new year. Let's see. Little challenge for you. And those DMs are open. My personal social media handles are on TikTok, AmyButler66, and on Instagram, AmyButler96, AmyButler number afterwards. And those DMs are always open. I absolutely love receiving those, and I always pass them on to our anonymous other friend who is always on the podcast. Yes, and yeah, it's been a while since we've done this, so sorry if this intro is a bit chaotic, but remember to like, rate, subscribe, download, all of the fun stuff. It, like we always say, it really, really helps, and we really appreciate it. Let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, mate, you alright?
Hello, hello. What's happening, girl? You alright?
What's happening, girl? You were right. I don't know why. I'm doing accents today, you know. I was from Bolton earlier.
Oh.
I know. I had to do a self-tape and I had to be from Bolton.
Okay.
Which is like northern for anyone.
Yeah.
What if, do you know who I was thinking of? Paddy McGuinness, who goes, no lighty, no likey. Or the other way around. Mm-hmm. Let the something see the something.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I was
That's
doing.
Not bad, because Bolton's not far from where my mum and dad live, so.
Oh my goodness, I'll send you my tape and you can hear my accent.
Do it.
And if it's rubbish, tell me and I won't send it off. I'm like, sorry, this job is not for me.
No. My northern advisor said no.
She's like, just bin it off while you've got the chance. Don't bother. Don't bother, mate. Oh, how have you been?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, we were having a little brief chat before we wanted to explain our absence. I have not been feeling very well.
Yeah.
So, you know, been spending a lot of time sleeping.
Sleeping, bless you. Are you feeling a little bit better?
Yeah. Ready for Crimbo.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, we are really, really, really sorry for the absence. But also, like, it's not just you, but I have been so busy, it's been really hard to schedule in anything these days, so it's kind of like both of us have just been a bit MIA recently, and actually we've not had much of a catch-up.
No, that's right. I voice noted you like a few days ago and was like, I miss you.
I know.
I felt like so needy. I was sat there and I was thinking and I was like, oh, I miss her.
It's so funny because, like, I haven't actually been speaking to many of my friends, but also, like, we genuinely speak all the time. Like, you're probably one of the people I speak to the most out of all my friends. And, like, I've just not spoken to anyone. It's so weird. Mm. I'm like, so, and also, I've not been the most productive. I feel like I've been busy doing nothing sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even started the Christmas shopping and it's, like, the 14th of December.
Oh, see, I finished wrapping all my presents today. But I don't, in my, I don't want to say in my defence because I'm not defending myself. In your defence, I don't have to wrap that many presents. Like, it's only a very select group of people that I have to buy presents for. So it's not too bad.
That's nice. To be fair, yeah, I don't have like loads of people. Just my fam, I think, I really get for. And then my friends' kids.
Yeah, see, I was chatting to someone and they said, oh, do you get presents for your friends' kids? And then when I listed how many kids there are, they were like, yeah, no. I was like, no, Santa gets them gifts. I am the gift. I'll come hang out with them and they can show me their toys they got from Father Christmas.
My presence is the present.
Yep.
Very true, very
To
true.
be
Maybe
fair,
I'll
the
just
only
have to fill
like
up.
the main present that I get one of my friends' kids and they ask for every year is we have a pajama pizza Paddington party. And so I go around and I kick the parents out. Me and the kids wear our matching pajamas and we have pizza and we watch Paddington every year. That's what they ask me for every year for
Oh,
Christmas.
that's
And I'm
so
like, yeah, that's
sweet.
fine. That is free.
Yeah, brilliant. What a lovely. And then, like, you can also nap during Paddington if you're not interested.
Oh no, I like Paddington. I'm a big
Do
fan. I
you?
really want to go and see the show.
I was going to say the show in London looks insane and I need to get tickets. But, like, I was going to get tickets for my parents. They don't watch this, it's fine. And they're, like, all sold out. Plus,
Sold
they're all,
out
like,
or £10,000.
really expensive. But
Yeah.
also, I really want to go see it. It looks incredible.
You
Yeah,
good? You all right?
sorry. Yeah, no, I'm good actually. I'm actually having a really good week. I think as always, like, my periods are just playing up with my moods, and I think I might explore that a little bit more in the new year. I did message the people I get my CBD oil off for my period mood swings and anxiety, and they were like, maybe just take more of it. And I was like, brilliant, okay.
Do you think it works?
It's definitely had an effect because I've been taking it for the last like maybe 5 years, and yeah, it actually does, yeah, make a difference. And when I went traveling, I didn't take it for ages. I didn't take it at all when I was traveling, and when I came home especially, my moods were all over the place, and it was really, really horrendous, like around my periods, and it's like sank up, sinked, sunk. Sunk up with my periods. So I think it was definitely to do with that. So then I put myself back on it and it's like it calms it down.
Yeah.
But I'm at the point now where I'm like, I don't think it calms it down enough. Do you know
You
what I
know
mean?
what? When I was ill, the doctor gave me a list of like vitamins to have. And I think that that's helped a lot. And you know what's really, really helped is I've started having magnesium like before I go to bed. And it's actual game changer. I've got like eight
Really?
people at work taking magnesium now. Everyone comes to me and they're like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
Okay.
Like,
Maybe
it's
I'll do
so
that.
good. It helps with like anxiety, it helps you sleep. And because
Yeah, because
your sleep affects so many things and you don't even realize. So the
massively.
magnesium, like I take it about half an hour before I go to bed. And you know me, like I'll be awake for ages. I've got ADHD. I have no sleeping pattern. But like I'll be like nodding off. Like I'll be watching something and I'm like my brain will just calm and I'll start like nodding off and I'm like, this is unheard of for me.
Yeah.
Get on it. I'll
Well,
send
I've
you the
been
link.
taking trip drinks. Not been taking,
Yeah.
like, I've been liking them, and because I'm not the biggest drinker ever, sometimes I'll have a trip drink instead of like alcohol, like when my fam's having, like, I'll have one with dinner tonight, do you know what I mean? And
Cheeky.
they've got loads of magnesium in, but I don't have it regularly enough to make a difference. So maybe I'll try that actually. Because also I
Yeah.
don't want to take pills or anything. I don't want to put like I don't want to be taking medication if for something like that, do you know what I mean? Because I feel like
Yeah.
that could really change who I am as a person, and
Yeah.
I'm really scared
I've
about
done
that.
a lot of research because my brother's very good with his vitamins and he gets all like very clean ones because a lot of the time my cousin's a nurse and she is just like, don't take certain vitamins because you just pee them out. Like there's no
Yeah,
point. It's a
that
waste of
sort of thing.
time. So I haven't been taking all
I
of
was
them
taking
because I'm
iron
honest.
tablets actually, which I do think helped, but do you know what? I'm so bad with like routine or like building something into a
Yeah.
routine. Like I'll do it for like a week and then it'll be done, or it's so bad. I think in the new year as well, I really want to start journaling properly. Like a couple years
Nice.
ago, I did a journal thing like all throughout January and genuinely I loved it, but then it
Yeah,
just
you
dropped
spoke to
off.
me about it when we actually hung out face to face.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I, yeah, so I think I might bring that back and
Nice.
yeah, try and do something like that because that's really helpful. And obviously, yeah, helps with like mental health and stuff. And being asexual, we don't always have the best time.
No, we don't.
Not just that, but obviously, you know.
No, that's a factor. And that was also an excellent segue.
Thank you very much.
We just spoke about ourselves for 10 minutes.
Do you know, someone did message in. Also, thank you so much to everyone who is emailing in because our inbox is building up very nicely and we absolutely love it. And the other day someone emailed in to say, oh, I love your chats at the beginning. It makes me feel like part of the gang. And I was like, oh, okay, that's good.
Because
it can be tangent.
Everyone is part of the gang. I wouldn't want it to just be too serious.
Oh, God, no.
It's nice to have a bit of chit-chat, isn't it?
It's nice to have a bit of a chit-chat. Oh, God, I've lost you. One sec. How do I get you back, then?
I'm here.
Oh, my goodness, I've done something. Ah, there we go. let's get on with this email this week. I'm going to say this week's is a Christmas special because actually this is going to be the only podcast until January because we are so busy and it's Christmas periods and it's going to be really hard to sync up our time. So this is our Christmas special and then in Jan we'll be back every week, nearly.
We will try.
We'll try our best as always. But yes, let's have a look at this email then. This was actually sent in October, so it's got that festive vibe of Halloween. I don't know what I'm chatting now. I'm chatting absolute shite. I can't see you when I do this. Okay. Oh, I've done it again. I've got rid of you. Right, I'm just sorting my screen out. Give me a second. All right.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
My God.
God, I'm chatting away today, ain't I? Someone put a penny in me this morning.
They did. I'm happy though. I'll be for it.
Right. Also, what I've learned about myself is that when I read, like, because I can't remember this email, so I'm going to be basically reading it for the first time. When I read something out loud, I really struggle to take it in mentally. So, yeah, that's just me.
See, I don't I'm always the opposite. Like... I have to say, because I don't have an internal monologue in my brain, I just...
Do you not?
No.
Wow. That must be nice.
No, it's really not. Like, I have to say things out loud to register. Like, I'll be walking around the flat and I'll be like, right, I've unplugged the straighteners. And then my flatmate will be like, what were you talking to me? And I'm like, no, I was just reminding myself. Like, I can't just think I've unplugged the straighteners and register that I've actually done it. If I don't say it out loud, I'll go out and then I'll like text him like half an hour later and be like, can you go in my room and check out the straighteners? And he's like, yeah, fine. And I've done it, but I have to say things out loud to process them properly. So you're the opposite to me.
So why don't you read these emails?
I mean, maybe in January we'll switch it up.
Let's switch it up. I think that's what we're going to do because I will understand it a lot better then.
Yeah.
And probably have more better things to say. But let's see. I do quite enjoy reading out loud, though. I think that's the performer in me.
I think you've got a nicer voice than me.
No, I like your voice. I think
yours
you've got
is just quite soothing. And
do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's because I have, like, I don't mean this in a bad way, I have to listen to you for extended periods of time. But I quite, yeah.
Oh, wow. I think it's really annoying. But to be fair, we have had some really lovely comments of people saying we've got soothing voices. But I think you've got a soothing voice. I think mine's annoying. But hey, what's the
word?
Tweet
his own.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Anyway, let's get on quick. So writing to a podcast is something I never do. So this feels crazy to me. But something Amy said in episode 30 really resonated with me. The comment about needing to explore some parts more or put yourself in uncomfortable situations because you guess you might be Demi, but you would like to explore it for real instead of it being just in your head. Along with a non-friend trying to figure out things and working through the confusion of it all. I grew up in a conservative, high-demand religion and just always assumed I would end up married to a man because there was no other option / example in my life. I currently consider myself asexual and have also been considering homoromantic. For me, one of the hardest parts of all this has been the discomfort in not feeling like I understand myself, or a lack of confidence in the labels. I can be a headstrong person with things I'm confident about, but I don't feel confident in any of this. Asexuality being the lack of something makes it really hard for me to feel like I can truly understand it, and also feels next to impossible to describe a conservative religious family. Growing up in the environment I grew up in, romantic feelings towards someone of the same gender were not even an option. So it's something I feel like I never allowed myself to explore, and it feels like a giant question mark. At this point, at the age of 32, it can often feel like I am so far behind others in figuring this out. I literally had to ask my friends what it meant to them when they say someone is hot. This already feels like a lot, and you're literally reading my 3 a.m. thoughts. So I'll wrap it up now. Happy to discuss more or have this shared on the pod. Thank you for being a place where people are still figuring it out, where it's not always perfect or happy, and where it's a little messy. Staying semi-anon with just a first name. Thanks for reading. From Sam. Aww. What did you get from
that? Email.
You are?
I mean, I love a 3 a.m. thought. I often have a 3 a.m. thought that's just, like, pretty all-consuming.
My bedtime thoughts used to be off the chart. Off the chart. Yeah. They're actually fine now, to be fair. I don't think I really think at night anymore.
It's because you're so exhausted on the day.
To be fair, it probably is because I'm just so tired. I'm like, boof, out
sleep, for the count. Yeah.
But yeah.
No, I relate highly to that email. And you know what? It's interesting, like, she's talking about her family and stuff, because obviously I've told you this. I told my mum that I'm gay.
Oh, yes. We actually haven't spoken about this.
No, we had a little brief chat because you were invested. I'm not from a very conservative household. And I would say that I was high 90%, 95 to 98% sure that my mum would go, yeah, I know, or okay, fine.
Wait,
and
so
have
what,
no issues.
What did you tell her that you were gay?
Yeah, because to be honest, I don't really feel like she needs to be involved in my sex life or lack of sex life.
And we're using the word lack of there.
Yes, hugely, hugely lack of. Non-existent. But it was just something that I wanted to tell her. And even though I was, again, pretty certain that she was going to be like, it's fine, I was still so terrified of doing it. And it was fine. She literally went, it makes no difference to us. People are people. That's literally what she said. Makes no difference to us. People are people. That was it.
So nice.
And then, like, we've moved on. But the fear that I had telling her, even though I was pretty certain that it was going to be fine, was a lot. Mm. So if I flipped it into I'm more certain that she's not going to be okay with it, it's a bit of a brutal place to be already when you're trying to figure out what you are, who you are, comparing yourself to other people, all of that. It's a lot. And I think the way that I've kind of approached this area of my life is I've chopped it up into steps. And the first step was like, just for me, like just me figuring out what am I comfortable with at that moment? What do I identify with? How do I feel about that? And then obviously, like we've said, we've gone through the feeling really shitty about it and then feeling okay about it and all of this. So that was like my first step. And then obviously I branched out a little bit, and that's when I got into contact with you after I was doing my little research for me, got into contact with you, had another person to bounce off, which did also help me. And then you just kind of, I just worked my way out rather than trying to address everything all at once, which is hard because sometimes it sends you off on tangents and you think, you know, what am I? And then you go, well, firstly, I'll compare myself to my friends. And then that sends you on a different tangent. But I think breaking it down into steps of this is just a thing for me to figure out by myself, which kind of sucks in one way because it is a bit of a lonely existence. Then branching it out to finding people who, you know, are supportive or get it would be my second thing. And then just getting further and further out and just dealing with little bits. But it's the same thing as like when I figured out that I definitely do not have any interest in men.
Yeah,
I did the same thing, figured it out myself, spoke to people who I was comfortable with, tried things that possibly was uncomfortable with to figure it out. And then now I'm getting through more and more. And then obviously, you know, telling my mom, I would like it to get to a point where, like, I would say everyone in my life knows, but in terms of extended family, aunties, uncles, grandparents, I don't know if that would be something that's actually would be as of a positive experience. So, you know, I mean, you just have to, break it into steps.
And with Christmas coming up, do your family sort of, like, ask you about when you get a partner or like when you get a boyfriend and things like that, or do they just sort of leave that alone?
I used to get it a bit more. Never from my mum and dad. My mum and dad are very, like, when I told mum and she said, like, it makes no difference, I think what I actually said to her after that was, thanks for not giving a shit, in a good way. Like, yeah, they don't give a shit in a good way. Like, it's like me and you have said, like, why should people have to come out? Like, I don't think I would have ever actually had to come out. Like, I know I could have just, like, rang my mum and been like, oh, I want to bring my girlfriend around. And she would be like, okay, no problem. But for me, I wanted to tell her. It was, like, a part of me that wanted to say it to her. I don't think... Yeah. And nobody is surprised when they know me, like, based on
That's the same as me. Like, I didn't have to tell my mum, like, that I was asexual and stuff, but I wanted it. I felt like it was a real burden on my shoulders and, like, something I was keeping a secret, and it was having an impact on my moods and the way I was sort of living my life. And I needed her to know why I was moody, or, like, it could be a factor in something. Do you know what I mean? I just felt like I needed her to have knowledge and, like, not necessarily speak about it. I just needed her to know, like, that's something I'm struggling with, so...
Well, that's what I said to her as well. I said, Mum, like, I said to her, I'm not really interested in discussing it, but if you want to talk about it, I'm happy to, like, if you've got any questions. And she just went, you don't have to talk about it. Well, you talk about it.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you're ready, but if you want to. Because, what am I going to talk about?
Yeah, it's more like, I think, like, especially with... obviously my sexuality and coming, like, talking to my mum, like, it's more she'll have questions rather than I want to talk about it with her. It would be more like she wants to know more, or like wants to
Well, that's what I said to her. That's why I said, if you've got anything you want to ask, like I'm happy to talk about it, because I think there's probably certain things that she would want to ask about. But it is just weird, like I did say to, like, because one of my friends went, well, did you not tell your dad? And I said, no, nah, mum will tell him. And she was like, they were like, well, will she? I was like, yeah, like, she knows that I'm happy for her because of what I'd said to her, like, when I told her.
Yeah.
She knows that I would be happy for her to pass it on. And they went, oh, right. But why would you not want to tell them? And I said, because I'm not telling them with the purpose of saying, this is my girlfriend, this is the person I love. I'm literally speaking to my mum and going, mum, I don't like penis. That's the conversation that we're having. And that's already awkward enough. I don't want to have that conversation with my dad.
Yeah. So, oh, so yeah, same. Like, I didn't...
It's the same with talking about being ace. Like, you're basically going up to someone, whether it's your friends, your family, whoever, and saying, I'm not really interested in that biological urge that everyone thinks that you should get.
Yeah.
Like
it doesn't really happen to me or whatever, yeah. And also,
and
like...
And people don't understand that. They don't get it.
Yeah.
Because it's just something that, not that you should feel, but that's how they see it. Like, they can't see it from your perspective, just the same as we can't really see it from other people's perspective.
Yeah.
In that we're like, what, you look at people and you just fancy them and want to have sex with them? Okay. That's strange to me, but sure. But I think in terms of, like, Sam's email, just, I think, start from basic. Figure out yourself. And I'm going to say this now, me and you have been figuring out ourselves for years, and constantly changes. But I would say, and I don't know, I don't want to speak for you, but I would say I'm at a point where I'm pretty certain on what I am and how I feel and what labels I want. But I'm also comfortable knowing that that can change. But it did take me a hot minute to get to that point.
I think I'm the same with the fact that I'm comfortable with them changing and exploring that, but I still, like, I'm still figuring out actually who I am. So like Sam said in here, I said in the episode about where is it? I really want to find it. Oh, the comment needing to explore some parts more, or put yourself in an uncomfortable situation because you guess you might be demi, but you would like to explore it for real. It's like, I need to explore that still. Like, I don't know if I am that. And it kind of, like, half of me is okay with, like, assuming that's where I am, but also half of me is like, I feel like I'm lying to myself, like, or like just hoping for the best. Or like,
that's
what I want to be, but am I actually? And then it's like,
yeah,
I need to figure that out and then be uncomfortable. I will be uncomfortable again and having to learn to love that side of me if I'm not demi and actually I am, like, fully, I don't know, sex repulsed or whatever. Like, I'm more, do you know what I mean? I think I will struggle if I'm not demi, but it will be just
because I think that that's the phase that I was kind of thrown into this year, where I would say, obviously, you know a lot more than what I have divulged on a very public podcast. But I think I've done a lot more exploration this year.
Yeah.
And that's what's helped me figure stuff out. And I think that is because I was dead set on what I was and everything. And then I was kind of thrown into uncomfortable situations, and actually they weren't as uncomfortable as I thought they were going to be. It wasn't bad situations. I was very, very comfortable with what I was doing, and I was in charge of what I was doing and all of this stuff, and I was happy to navigate that. But I think that has massively helped me
figure it out, I think, because I am talking to someone at the moment, and it's kind of like, I'm already exploring things. I want it to carry on and go further, so I hope that the flirting does sort of turn into something. But even already I'm like, oh, I feel this way about someone, and that's something new and exciting. So already
you're open to it, though. That's the thing, is
I think that's what it is. I think, like, my heart is open now, and it's like ready to explore and receive. So I think before, it wasn't happening because I wasn't ready, and I wasn't as much as I was like, I'm ready, I want a date, I was like, actually, I don't think I am. And also the fact, like, it's come so naturally and organically within my life. I wasn't like seeking it, yeah. or like on apps or like anything like that. It was very much like we met in real life and blah blah blah. I think that works so much better for me, and like I'm more open. I think I'm just more of an open person when that happens, rather than me like trying to seek it, because I almost feel like I'm desperate to find something, and then that's when the pressure gets on, and then that's when I sort of like retract away.
Yeah, I feel like I hate with a burning, seething passion dating apps. I hate them.
Yeah,
I hate them. And any kind of situations that I have entered into previous have been real life ones. My most recent one was through dating apps, but it wasn't actually through me actively being on them. I just had it on my phone, got a message, then it kind of went from there, rather than me like seeking things out. So I think for some people it just has to happen a bit more like that.
And also, like, I don't know if I have said it on here before, I might have done, but if not, like, my situation's interesting at the moment, and all my friends who like know my situations and who I am and have been through the ACE journeys thing with me, I've sort of told them about this person, and they're quite surprised, because I think mainly because it's a guy, and I've kind of in the past maybe 2-3 years been like coming to terms with the fact I might like women, and so like in my head it's been like, when I picture my future, it's with a woman. And like whenever someone else, like my friends, picture my future or like think I'm going to get in a relationship, it's with a woman. And so that's kind of what I've been working on. And now for me to have like fallen, not quite there yet, but like for me to be talking to a guy on like a flirty level is like, it's surprising for them. And it's surprising for me as well. So it's a whole, it's interesting. Like, that's what I keep saying to people. Like, people are just like, how do you feel? And I'm like, I'm just interested.
That's good.
And I don't know what else to say about that. Like, if he was to be like, look, I'm not interested at all in a relationship, like blah, 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 or like taking this any further or anything like that, I'll be like totally fine with it. And I think that's because even just throughout us talking, I've learned so much about myself.
Yeah.
Which is great. And also I had one friend who was a little bit, because the situation is actually a little bit complicated.
It's a bit more complicated, isn't it?
It's a complicated situation. And I won't go into it because it's not
between
my situation.
Between me and you, we like a complicated situation.
Oh, we do.
Don't we?
We love it. Actually, it's not my, I wouldn't have picked it, but it is what it is.
I wouldn't have picked mine either.
But my, I told two friends at different times, and the first one got like a bit protective and was like, look, just be careful, blah blah blah, like a bit worried that they were gonna like break my heart basically. And I was like, no, like I'm not thinking anything negative, like I don't open my heart to people easily anyway. He's definitely not got any of that. Like,
I was gonna say, I don't think you're in the danger zone of yet.
No,
if it gets to the danger zone, that's when I would probably say to you, like, danger zone incoming. Like,
and I'm very, very self-aware. And I think when I get into the danger zone, I will be talking to my friends, because if that danger zone was to blow up, I would need them. So as soon as that happens, you will know, everyone will know. But then, and it's actually not yet. And right now, from my friends, I need excitement and, like, yay, celebration. Yeah.
Support.
I don't need protective and negativity and thinking the worst could happen. And one of my friends, the second friend that I told, who actually was the first person I told about being asexual, and it was just a mental breakdown in Costa. Other coffee shops available. but she put it so perfectly, and because she saw how crushing it was at the time for me to realize who I was, she said like I was so heartbroken, and I probably won't ever feel, well, hopefully, that low ever again. It's like the lowest and the worst could happen, so anything from here is fine, and like I can handle it. And do you know what I mean? Like, the heartbreak has happened.
Yeah,
the heartbreak was me being asexual. Like, that was a heartbreak.
Yeah.
And that's
I think that happens anyway, because even like I would say I went through the asexual heartbreak, and then I also then after that went through the gay heartbreak.
Yeah.
And like I think it's just in general, I think even when I got diagnosed with ADHD, I went through a little bit of a heartbreak for that, because mm-hmm. you're kind of grieving what you thought you were.
100%.
And you're like, and that's the thing. Yeah. And I think the important steps to take is to try and figure it out for yourself, but also just find people, even one person. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. you said, obviously you had your one person. I had you. So as long as everyone's got like a one person who they can kind of verbal diarrhea it to and yeah. say what they want to say and feel the feelings and everything like that. And I think I think you have to find a person that you won't necessarily compare yourself to, because you won't feel like you have to.
Yeah. I just think like my heartbreak of finding out I was asexual was so destroying that I don't know if anything else would ever compare, kind of thing. Yeah. Like it definitely could. I'm not saying like it never will, but like if I can get through that, then yeah. I've got good high hopes for getting through things heartbreaking in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think like at the moment I'm like, even if it went wrong, there's so much positivity to take from the situation that like it's really not.
And I think even from like having the asexual heartbreak, it's like once you move past it, it's like we've spoke about loads of times, it's like the five stages of grief and all of that, and then you do get to that point of acceptance. I think you just have to just go through the motions and just you've got to figure it out.
So before I knew about asexuality, I also was like figuring out the whole gay thing, and like I was a bit like internally homophobic about it all, and mm-hmm. and I found that tricky to accept. But then as soon as the asexuality label came about, I couldn't give a shit about the gay mm-hmm. lesbian label. I was like, that honestly is a positive. Like I don't know, like it was so like off my danger radar that I was like the asexual was heartbreaking and destroying, that anything else I was like, I want to be gay, let me be gay, do you know what I mean? Whereas before I was a bit like hard to accept it. So I think like all of the heartbreaks that I was having was like here, and then the asexual one was like so low that I don't think anything else has ever touched it. Do you know what I mean? It sounds so dramatic.
No, but I think people have to understand, like, you know, because there's a lot of people who, like, listen to this podcast who will be in the middle of that heartbreak, and they might be like, why am I acting like this? Like, it's so dramatic. But then listening to me and you go, it's not dramatic. It's heartbreaking. It's traumatic.
And it's reality as well. It's real. It's so real. Like, this is your life. But and it's I think also for some people it's like,
when you get to a point, you feel good, still shit, but good about it. But it's just, you have to go through it to get, like, it's not something that you can skip past.
No. And also, like we said, I think it was the last episode, if you turn it into a positive and you own it and you're positive about it, then it can't have a hold over you. And I think as soon as I started speaking about it in a positive way and sort of trying to be that person for other people, like I put such a positive spin on it that it helped so much. And I think I wonder how I would be now had I not have posted that first TikTok, because none of this would have happened without it, and lots of things wouldn't have happened had I not have tried to turn it into a positive. Like, well, so many things, like, we wouldn't have met, I wouldn't have done Pride, this wouldn't be happening, like loads of things. I probably wouldn't have like done that play that I did, because they only found me because of my big social media following, except, do you know what I mean? Like, it's so snowbally that it's scary to think about. But but I think to get through something, you have to find some sort of positive spin on it, and or just ride the waves, as we say.
Yeah, I think so. And I think going back to Sam's email, I think I know she said about her family and everything like that, but I think that that for me was not even a thought in the beginning. And I know different people have different priorities, mm-hmm. and me not being from a super conservative family was definitely not as much of a barrier. So I could put it way further back into my checklist, whereas someone else might prioritize that, get that bit done based on the reaction, and then move on.
Tell people and your family who you think also might have a lot of questions when you're ready to handle the questions.
Yeah.
Because I was definitely like, when I wasn't okay, I had loads of questions myself. And again, I think I've said this before, I had loads of questions myself. So if other people were questioning me about things, I wouldn't be able to answer them. And maybe the answers I had, I wasn't very comfortable with. So I think try and be comfortable with people asking you questions and you being okay to answer them. Tell anyone.
I think step one is me, myself, and I.
You really care. You are?
Like, I think step one of any figuring out is me, myself, and I. And you do you.
Yeah. Prioritise you. Don't do anything for other people, I don't think. Or, like, try and make other people happy.
Yeah, because the thing is, other people are going to react how other people are going to react.
Yeah, like, you've got no control over it.
It's as simple as that. Like, and I have had friends who I did consider very close friends who I don't really see anymore because they've made comments like, you know, we need to find you a husband. And I'm like, you know, I'm gay. Like, oh, but you know, you might like, there's lots of like really nice guys, or like somebody will like walk past and I'll go, he's good looking. And they'll go, you're like, are you supposed to say that because you're gay? I'm like,
oh, that's a classic. Yeah, it's annoying. That's so
it's
annoying.
Like, no, I can only find women attractive, but even then you don't know what it is for me to find someone attractive because I'm not 100% hetero everything.
I get that for being asexual. I'm like, oh, he's sexy, or like, he's hot, or she's gorgeous, whatever, and they're like, but you're asexual. And I'm like, yeah. Or they're like, why are you dancing like that? Or like, why are you saying that? Why are you acting like that? Or like, why are you wearing that? Or whatever. And it's like, check yourself.
Firstly, because I want to. Like, that's... Yeah. And secondly, because I can.
Yeah.
And thirdly, I don't know if that's any of your business.
There we go. Oh, goodness. Right. What a lovely conversation.
I like that email. I know it's probably... not that fun for Sam at 3 a.m. to be like, these are all my woes. But Sam, well, we got your back. In. We got your back, girl. Or boy.
We got your back. Or they.
Whatever you want to be, we've got your back.
And also, thanks for emailing in and actually pressing the send button at 3 a.m. because sometimes I think, me personally, I'd write it all out and then be like, I'm not sending it. So if you're listening to this or watching this, because you can watch on YouTube, and you're thinking, I want to write in, or like, I've got this email in my drafts, but you don't want to send it. Send it. Send it, send it, send it, send it. And also, if you didn't want us to read it out, just let us know. But send the email. Do it a day.
Yeah, send an email with things that you want us to talk about, and we won't read the email, but we'll just talk about the things.
Yeah, if that's what you prefer. Or we can read it out. You let me know. Let us know, and we'll do it. And next year, whoa, scary to say that. Next time we're on here will be next year, and our anonymous friend, you can read out the email for me.
Absolutely. That's it. Do a little calm that fringe, girl.
Go wash my hair, actually. What did you call me last time? You're right, Rapunzel. That made me laugh.
I should have called you Ariel then, you know, how she like combs her hair with a fork.
Oh yeah.
An Ariel.
Part of your world.
There you go. See? So this is why you should watch on YouTube.
Yes, you're missing out. Everyone on YouTube.
My mate. My mate, she's fit as fuck.
Right, on that note, hope everybody, I'm back to the Bolton accent, right? Hope everyone has a lovely Christmas. Hope everyone celebrates well. Eats all mince pies, eats all the chocolates, puts all Christmas lights up.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
That was nice.
I'm going to send you my self-tape. Yes. Anything you would like to add?
Merry Christmas if you celebrate.
Merry Happy Christmas, New Year. You filthy animals.
If you celebrate, see you in 2026.
Also, when we come back, it's going to be a year of the podcast.
Is it?
Did we start it in January?
I don't know.
I think we did. I'll check.
Oh, wow.
But the birthday is coming up soon, so that's cute. Have a lovely Christmas, everybody. Remember to download, like, rate, subscribe. Subscribe so that you know when we're back, because you will get a notification if you turn on those notifications. And you won't want to miss it. Let me tell you, next year is going to be gorgeous. It's going to be full of surprises. It's going to be full of more ace people. Love, laughter, live, laugh, love, all that stuff. Oh, I'm off. I need to go get my dinner. Right. Love you all. It's coming in your ears next year. Goodbye. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.